So if you have a Bible, if you have it open at Psalm 67. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O Lord. May all the peoples praise you. For you rule the peoples justly, and you guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest. God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us. And all the ends of the earth will fear him. Amen. So this psalm begins with God and it ends with God. Actually, it's all about God. He's mentioned 6 times by name. He's actually referred to 13 times in these 7 verses. And I don't know if you realise there's a similarity between this opening verse and another verse in the Bible. Do you remember the famous Aaronic blessing in Numbers chapter 6? The priestly blessing where Aaron declares, "The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." But here it's slightly different. Did you notice? It's different because the first person has replaced the second person. So it's not "may God bless you," it's "may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us." Okay? So the psalmist here is obviously not just talking about himself, he's talking about, I guess, all the other Israelites as well. But just have a look at this first verse with me. Is that okay? Because this Bible is verbally inspired. Every word is here for a purpose. And we can really mine the treasures here and get great riches. So the psalmist has a threefold petition before God. Do you notice 3 things? May God be gracious to us. May God bless us. And may God make his face shine upon us. So it all starts with this opening phrase, "May God be gracious to us." It starts with grace. Of course it does, because that's where everything starts. It starts with the grace of God. We can't know the blessing of God if we haven't experienced the grace of God. Have you experienced the grace of God in your life? Have you got a story to tell? A before Christ, a BC story, and then a in Christ, an AD story. Because every true believer has a story to tell. How once, yes, they were lost and they were in darkness. Now, they're in the light. They've transferred. Their life has changed. They know something has happened. That's what happened to me 54 years ago. But it begins with the grace of God. That grace is that undeserved, unmerited, unconditional love of God. And it's extended to those who don't deserve it, which is everybody, okay? It's extended to those who actually have rejected it. It's extended to those who are absolutely, totally unworthy of it. May God be gracious to us. That's where it starts. The Christian life starts with that experience of the grace of God in your life. And the word grace here, it's very interesting. In this particular context, it means to stoop in kindness to an inferior. Now think about it. He's saying, God, would you stoop in kindness to me who is inferior to you? I mean, that's mind-boggling, isn't it? It can also mean to bend low or to bow low or to humble oneself. The psalmist sees this is his first and greatest need. It's to know the graciousness, the grace of God. Because do you know what grace does? Grace deals once and for all with the past. It's not just past, it's also present. We need grace today as we live for Jesus. We need grace in the future. So everything flows from this, all right? This first statement, everything hangs from this first statement. May God be gracious to us. That's where it starts. Nowhere else. It starts with experiencing and receiving God's grace in your life. And if you've never done that, come and talk to us afterwards. We'll share with you our story and try and point you in the right direction. But it doesn't stop there. May God be gracious to us. There's a second thing in our Bibles. It's may God be gracious to us and bless us. And of course, if you've got the grace of God, the blessing flows. The one flows from the other. His desire, his cry, this is really a cry from his heart. Oh, may God be gracious to us and may God bless us. Bless. Actually, the word bless here means to salute or congratulate or even praise. Incredible. That God should do that to us, should want to do that for us. I mean, what an amazing thought. God even bothers to acknowledge us. We're like ants on one planet out of multiple planets in the world. And yet God does do that. God does bless us. In fact, we say that probably more than anything else, don't we? God bless you. God bless you. What does that mean, God bless you? What does it mean to say to somebody, God bless you? Because often this is used very thoughtlessly and carelessly. I've seen television programs, you know, where there's nothing much on it that's glorifying to God. And then right at the end, as a sort of sign-off, the guy will say, God bless you. I'm thinking, what? After all that we've seen and heard, God bless you. Do you know what you're saying? What does it mean? What does it mean, God bless you? It means, may you know something of the essence, the being, the character of God. Might that impact your life? Matthew Henry says this is the most comprehensive prayer in the world. May you know something of who God is, his character and his presence. God bless you. It's not just something you add on after somebody sneezes. You're asking for the most incredible request on the planet. This is what the psalmist is asking for himself and the Israelites. May we know the grace of God. Flowing from that, may we know the blessing of God. But he's not satisfied. I mean, you think you could stop there. He's got a third string to his bow, hasn't he? May God be gracious to us, may God bless us, and make his face shine upon us. Now, can you just imagine this? So it's the face of God, because this is metaphorical, of course, but God is spirit. But imagine that, as it were, the face of God shining on you, okay? So you become lit up by God's, the light from God. You're reflecting the light from God. Wow, I mean, I'm struggling with words here to try and explain and understand it. This is phenomenal. That the light from God's face should shine on me and you so that we are lit up by that and we reflect that. I mean, we are made in the image of God, so it makes sense. And the word lit up here is a word used generally for like kindling wood. But it's often used of the sun when the sun is very low in the sky. You know, you ever up for sunrise in the morning? I think I've missed a lot by not being up more often at sunrise. Sunrise is fantastic. Whether it's sunrise or sunset, the sun is very low in the sky. And what happens is that you get this golden glow, don't you? I mean, if you're a photographer, you can't go wrong if you're going to take a photograph of something or somebody at sunrise or sunset, because they've got this tremendous, beautiful, attractive colour. They're lit up by the Son. And the Son of God could so light us up. You know, the olden times, if you had a petition and you went to the king, if the king smiled, and you know you he had pleasure about you, you would know your request would be granted. So if the king smiled, if he didn't smile, you were in a very unhappy situation. But if he smiled, that meant he was happy and would grant your request. The face of God shining upon us. Wow. Well, now we're supposed to read, we were told this morning, all parts of the psalm. I notice in this translation, it's a footnote. The Hebrew has selah, a word of uncertain meaning here at the end of verse 1. Maybe your translation has selah in it. We're not sure what selah means, but there is generally the thought it means, whoa, let's stop here. Let's park here for a while, okay? Let's not lose this. Let's meditate upon it. Let's appreciate it. Let's really let it impact our lives. We don't want to rush to the next thing because this is such an enormous request. I don't want to lose it. That God should be gracious to me. I mean, that alone is sufficient, but no, that God should bless me, that should be doubly sufficient, but no, but that his face should shine upon me. Woo! I mean, I encourage you, if you've got some time today, meditate on that. You can only profit from that, okay? But why does he ask this? What's the point of asking for such great, huge blessing? Well, one thing is for sure, it's not for its own sake. Blessing is never an end in itself. I mean, sometimes I've asked believers, well, especially students, you know, if you're doing a seminar or a Bible study, young people, you know, why are you so blessed? Well, I'm so blessed because I know my sins are forgiven. I say, great, good. Any other reason you're blessed? Well, I'm blessed because I know I'm going to heaven. I have assurance of eternal life. Oh, that's great. Any other reason? Well, I've got real joy in my heart. I've got peace with God. Oh, that's great. Any other reason? And, you know, they begin to run out of explanations. Why am I so blessed? We are blessed to be a blessing. I'm sure you know that anyway. And that moves the focus of the psalm from God to us. Why? What's the outcome of this blessing? What's the result of knowing grace, blessing, and his face shining upon us? Takes us to verse 2. Not just so I can say, oh, I feel so warm and happy. I feel so comfortable. It's great being a Christian. Sunday we come together. We have nice little Bible studies. We go on fellowship outings. We attend conferences. Oh, it's great. You know, as we slowly make our way to heaven, as the days and the months and the years pass. No. The reason for this blessing, the outcome of this blessing, the result of this blessing is so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. It's all about mission. It's all about the fact that God has so met with us that we can't help but take this message to other people so that the whole world knows. John Davis, who was a veteran missionary to Thailand, I think probably he's with the Lord now because it was a long time ago I heard him speak. He said this. He said, Israel was constituted to be a blessing to others. How many churches think they exist primarily to be a blessing to others? I hope you do, but many churches I go to, they don't. They think it's all about them. They see the church as basically just a family. It is a family, of course it is. But you know, there's doors, aren't there? There's doors here. I can see the doors right behind me. And the doors that we have are not just so that we can come in. They're also doors here so that we might go out as well. So I'm just thinking, 20 Psalms later, Psalm 87 verse 2. Look at that. It says, the Lord loves the doors or the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. You ever notice that verse? Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Why does God love the gates? The doors. People say, well, it's so people can come in. It is. But it's also so we can go out. So we can take this message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. What we're reading is, quite honestly, a missionary psalm. Asking God's blessing so that we can go out and take that message. And what's the result of that? Well, we've got it in verse 3 and also in verse 5. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. So the result of this is people praising God. All peoples. I love the word all. Do you like the word all? Lahat. All. That's Filipino language. Lahat means all. 100%. Not 99%. Not most. Not the majority. Not the greater part. It means total. No exceptions. No exclusions. May all the peoples praise you, O God. It's for the whole world. And here in this part of London, it seems to me as we walked here from Willesden Green Underground Station, you've got a lot of the world here. I was just listening to the languages as we were walking along. Most of them I didn't even recognise. Shops selling all sorts of exotic food. So mission, friends, it's not just about crossing the ocean. It's also about crossing the road. I was in... We were in Leicester Square with the Open Air Mission some time ago. And sitting around there was a lady with a young boy. It was her son. So I went up to them, started talking to them about Jesus. And, said, where are you from? They said, Saudi Arabia. I thought, my goodness. Can you imagine me trying to do that in Saudi Arabia? Well, first of all, the woman will be completely covered. There she was, just like any other Western woman. Of course, she was on holiday, you know. Nobody looking over her shoulder. She's free. It's great. So I could sit down with her, didn't even know she was a Saudi, talk to her, give her a John's Gospel. She said, I'll read that. God has blessed us so massively, so hugely, so we can be a blessing to others and take this glorious good news out through these doors to a lost, dying, broken, frightened, sinful world. The good news of Jesus. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. And I'll tell you what, in some parts of the world, we're seeing some amazing things happening. We're seeing what I guess you might even call revival in some places. Maybe I'll say a bit more about that because time is going and we need to move through this psalm. May all the peoples praise you. So we've got all nations in verse 2, all the peoples verse 3, all the peoples verse 5, all the ends of the earth verse 7. It keeps emphasizing. And this is what was promised. This is harking back to the Abrahamic blessing. Do you remember? Through Abraham, through his seed, through his offspring, all nations will be blessed. I'm so pleased about this because I know the end of the story. So do you. You know what the end of the story is, don't you? Those from every tribe, every nation, every people, every tongue in eternity worshipping the Lord. So we know the end of the story. And God is going to use us to accomplish his purposes till we reach that time when this gospel of the kingdom has been preached as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And it's worship. It's all about worship, isn't it? Because what are we going to do in eternity? We're going to worship. Those who maybe cursed God on the earth and met with Christ will be worshipping. Those who ignored God on the earth who met with Christ will be worshipping. That's what we'll all be doing in eternity. It's all about worship. But worship isn't just in eternity. It's also the fuel that we have that takes us in that direction. In other words, we don't just worship in eternity, we worship here. We've already been singing this morning. I mean, I know you're used to this, but come on, how many groups do you know who every time they meet together start singing? I mean, choirs still, of course, because that's what they're constituted for. But does the PTA group and the local school start their meetings by singing? Does the badminton club, the chess club, they all start singing? It's unique amongst Christians. Believe me, around the world, get a group of Christians together, doesn't matter where they are, what background, what ethnicity, what age, what colour, everything always starts with them singing, with worship. Because that's what we were constituted to do. That's what the end of the story is. May all the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. And it's repeated again. And there's nothing more beautiful than seeing somebody praising God who never did before, who had no thoughts about God or was angry with God. And they're worshipping. It's glorious. That's why we were made. To show the praises of him who's called us out of darkness into light. And in case you missed it, there it is at the end again in verse 7. Why has God blessed us? What's the outcome going to be? Verse 7 answers the question. May God bless us still, this translation says, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. So there's the request and there's the outcome. You can't separate them, okay? And that's where real fulfillment is found. I find that personally. In worshipping God and taking his message to those who've never heard. We recently, not so long ago, we were down in B&Q. You know B&Q? We've got one in Dartford. And we parked the car and this guy came up to us. He's wearing these high-vis vests, you know. And he had a little stand. He said, would you like your car cleaned? I said, how much? He said, £5. I thought, okay, £5. How long will it take? He said, about half an hour. I said, okay, yeah, sure. I said, because we'll be shopping that time. And he was an official guy, had a stand. He was obviously, you know, employed by or part of B&Q. So we went and did the shopping, came back, and he was just sort of cleaning the wheel hubs. He'd done a great job, actually. I said, thanks. I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Nepal. I thought, Nepal? A Nepali car cleaner. What's he doing here in the B&Q car park at Dartford? How would the world describe him? Probably economic migrant? Maybe a refugee? I don't know. I tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says God determines the exact times and the exact places where people live. Nobody's where they live by accident. God knows your postcode and your neighbour's postcode. It's not by chance. You know, that I was hearing all these languages, you know, on the underground and walking down here. It was not by chance in the poorly cut. So my wife, Malou, who's more evangelistic than me, I mean, I'm all right in front of the big crowds. I find it harder one-on-one. I mean, I do one-on-one. She's great. And so she had a tract. How can I get to heaven? So she gave it to this Nepali car cleaner. And so we drove around the car park. As we were coming out, there he was, oblivious to everything, reading, how can I get to heaven? May God be gracious to us. May God bless us. May God's face shine upon us so that your ways are known on earth, your salvation among all nations. That's what the Bible says, and that's what he has for us today. Do you know Jesus? If you don't, you can forget everything I've said, other than the fact you need to come to know, you need to experience the grace of God. Forget all the rest of what I've said, that's later. You need to know the grace of God. If you do know the grace of God, if you're walking with Jesus, hey, come on, let's get together. Let's move out with this great good news and this message, whether it's giving out a leaflet, if you're comfortable doing that, or whatever it is. If you have your evangelistic antennae up here, you know, you'll be surprised. You might think, well, I don't know. What can I say? I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, some of you, I guess, will be working. Some of you will be students. Some of you will be, I don't know what you'll be doing. Why don't you say tomorrow to your colleagues, ask them the usual Monday morning question, what did you do over the weekend? And they'll tell you. And then they'll say, what did you do over the weekend? What are you going to say? You say, should I talk about the weather first? Say, well, actually, I met with some of my family on Sunday. We had a great time. Oh, wow. Big family? Yeah, there were about 20 of us. Wow, that's a big family. Yeah, actually, we're from all different places. Oh, really? You know, and you got the curiosity. What are you talking about? Well, we were together, having a great time, worshipping, praising God, and just enjoying what Jesus has done for us. What reaction would you get? Some would probably look embarrassed. Others would say, oh, that's your thing, isn't it? I guarantee you there'll be at least one person who'll say, wow, really? So what do you mean by that? Tell me more. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for those who brought the gospel to us. In some cases, of course, our parents prayed for us even before we were born, or our grandparents. But we thank you for others. Maybe it was a school teacher. Maybe it was our neighbour. Maybe it was somebody in the office or the factory or the building site or the shop. Maybe it was that literature that someone put in our letterbox. God, thank you that you've blessed us through others. Now, Lord, show us, please, how we can be a blessing to others. We ask it in your name. Amen.